Bleed American on Xenial Yearbook by Jimmy Eat World off of their 2001 album, Bleed American. Hey, that's a title track. Hey, Riley. I'm your host, Kyle.
I'm Riley. That song is on a big CD he made for my mom.
Is it?
Yep.
I don't remember that.
I do. I have it.
Okay.
In my room.
I believe.
I don't listen to it because it's really bad.
Well, it was a different time. 2001? I mean, we'd just met maybe a
Kyle
year ago.
Kyle has some of the worst mixed CDs ever.
That's good to know. Good to know.
Like, they're so bad. Like, there's one that was in the basement, and I was going through all of them, and then it has, like, the first track is the Cowboy Bebop theme, and then the second track is At Your Funeral by Saves the Day.
Look, those are the songs that I was into at the time. At the time. Anyway, we're not here to talk about me and my bad mix CDs. This is a very special show. We're not doing a 2001 show, as you may have suspected. We are doing a title track show. So all of the songs that you hear today are going to be the name of the album. Hence, the title track. This is an idea that we've had for a little while, but we just never did it. And so now we're going to do it. So what do we got coming up? Coming up on the next couple of songs, we got some Lenny Kravitz. We got some Senses Fail, but we're going to keep it going with a 1995 Radiohead album, The Bends. This is a song called The Bends.
This is going to get so old.
No way. No way.
Yeah. when I need you. I can't believe it's been a year since a kiss. Are there some delays you said to them? I love you. Dead weight in the wind of a stride between you and me now. Got something to say about the last 12 months I've lived.
Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz off of his 1993 album, Are You Gonna Go My Way? Before that, Still Searching by Senses Fail off of their 2006 album. Any guesses? Still Searching. Before that, The Bends by Radiohead off of their 1995 album, The Bends. Right, do you know what The Bends are?
Yeah, it's when like you're scuba diving and you come up too fast and your lungs like explode.
Kind of.
That's why it's a CPR dummy, I think.
So that is a CPR dummy
it
on
helps.
The Radiohead album.
The Bends.
The Bends. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're mostly right. Like when you get into like
it's
a
like
pressurized
the
situation.
Pressure like crushes your.
The gases that you breathe get dissolved into your bloodstream, which is very normal. But when you're down there for a long time, you kind of absorb more of gas in your blood, and then when you shoot back up, the kind of compressed gas that's in your bloodstream and all of your tissues tries to get out faster than you can breathe it out.
So you have to go really slow.
Yes, you got to go slow, or you have to like depressurize and stop, or depressurize. Anyway, it's fun. There's kind of an over-dramatic version of what happens in the movie The Abyss, James Cameron's The Abyss.
I haven't seen that movie.
You haven't? It's very good. James Cameron's 1989 movie The Abyss. 89? 88? 89? It's very good. You'll like it. You like James Cameron movies.
Well, it's name one more James Cameron movie I've seen.
The Terminator.
Oh, I did like that movie.
Well, you saw Terminator 2.
Well, that's... isn't that the better one?
It is the better one.
Okay, I liked that one.
All right. Did you see Avatar?
The blue one or the...
The blue people one.
No, I haven't seen that.
And see Titanic?
No, Mom won't let me watch it.
What? Why?
Well, she didn't let me watch it when I was like 7 because it has nudity. I still haven't seen it.
It's tasteful nudity.
Okay.
Have you not seen that movie? You haven't seen it. So
what nudity isn't tasteful?
Well, anyway, it's fine. You can totally watch Titanic. It's absolutely fine.
I don't think I'm interested.
She's not interested. It's a very good movie. Now we're talking about Titanic. It's super good. Celine Dion aside. Anyway, we'll keep moving. We'll keep on moving with a little bit of Saves the Day. This is a song off of their... What year is this?
2001.
1999 album, Through Being Cool.
This? Okay, so that's not fair. I actually thought I put a different song on.
Oh, you thought you used a different album? No. What did you think you played?
I don't know.
All right. This is Through Being Cool off of Through Being Cool. Californication by the Red Hot Chili Peppers off of their 1999 album.
My thing.
I didn't turn your mic on. Whoops. Want to try that again?
That's ironic.
I know, right?
I said, you're really good at talking today. And usually that's my thing.
It is. It is your thing. Off of their 1999 album, Californication, did you know the Red Hot Chili Peppers sued Showtime for trademark infringement for their television show, 2004 TV show starring David Duchovny, also called Californication.
Who cares?
But it was settled out of
court. Album isn't even good.
What? I think that's possibly the Chili Peppers' best album.
I don't like them. They're annoying.
That's fine.
They should, like, enunciate. Don't talk like Riley. Enunciate.
Enunciate. Before that, Through Being Cool by Saves the Day off of their 1999 album, Through Being Cool. And a little block of 1999. Very exciting. Oh, man, I should have had a 1999 game put together, but I didn't. Oh, well. Maybe next time. Or something. Anyway, let's, before we get too far into it, we'll take a quick break. What do you think of that? We'll come back in about a minute.
Okay.
About a minute. This is Zennial Yearbook, episode 64, The Title Track Show.
Swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow!
Ow. WTBR.
Let's have a party.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Hello, wonderful people. This is your host, Tariq Pinkston, for the show. 30 minutes of inspiration coming on every Friday, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. So that 12:30 slot is a time to help fill cups, fill your gas tank, and just give you a reboot for the day. 30 minutes of inspiration coming on every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Fill the gas tank, and I hope to see you there every Friday, 12:30 p.m. here on WTBR.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
WTBR.
It's down to this. I've got to make this life make sense. Can anyone tell?
Oh, no.
down in there. I've got to make this life make sense, and now I can't tell what I've done. And now again I found myself so far down, away from the sun that shines to light the way for me.
Away from the Sun, by Three Doors Down on Xennial Yearbook. It's the title track show. That was off of their 2002 album, Away from the Sun, I'm guessing. I'm Kyle.
I'm guessing.
There we go. Hey, welcome back, Riley. Oh, you're looking at me like you were expecting me to introduce you. Because that's typically what I do.
No, I crashed my finger really loud, and I thought you were going to say something about it.
Oh, that. I missed it. I'll have to listen on the replay. Mark tape. We'll come back. We'll come back to that. Yeah, so what do you think of that? A little Three Doors Down? Back in their arpeggio days?
There was a girl who I'm, like, friends with on Airbuds.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a year ago, she used to be really into, like, Three Doors Down and, like, Stone Temple Pilots and, like, all, like, the grungy stuff.
Grungy.
And, like, really recently she started getting into MCR, and I follow her on Instagram now. And she was, like, right there for the B stage, and that was honestly so annoying because she probably didn't even know all, like, all the deep cuts, and I'm just really mad because,
was
like, are you serious?
Was she at the show?
Yeah. She went to both. She went to New Jersey and she went to Boston.
Oh my
and she's
gosh.
Not even a real fan.
That's tragic.
A freaking poser. She listened to like 5 songs.
Tragic.
Isn't it tragic?
Yeah.
I hate it when people have money.
Well, I mean, sorry. We went to a show this past weekend.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, who did we see? Autumn.
Over the Median. And then Autumn Drive.
That's
and then
right.
They had another band that was supposed to be there, but they didn't show up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's all right.
They were cool.
Yeah, two bands that...
Very ecology.
We never heard of. Out in
Amherst.
It was very, very good. Anyway, enough of that. It's time for this part in the show where we would typically play 3 songs from the same album, but we can't really do that because, you know, the title track. So we would just play the same song 3 times, and that's crazy. So what I had to do was rack my brain and come up with a band that had 3 title tracks worth listening to. Ugh, how hard was that?
Not very.
Not very, because, you know, once you get to Green Day, you're pretty much there. So, we're gonna hear a bunch of Green Day songs. We'll go in order of release. Starting with their 2000 album, Warning. This is Green Day with, any guesses?
Warning.
Without name of authority. Warning, live without warning. I say warning, live without warning. I say warning, live without warning. I say warning, live without warning. This is a public service announcement. This is only a test.
21st Century Breakdown. Wow, that song ended quicker than I thought it was going to. Off of Green Day's 2009 album, 21st Century Breakdown. Before that, American Idiot off of their 2004 album, American Idiot. And Warning off of their 2000 album, Warning. What do you think of any of those?
They're fine.
They're fine. They're great. Good
Everyone
stuff.
Likes Green Day.
Green Day's been putting out the hits for 35 years, my dude. It's a long time to Green Day. Yeah,
there's
so...
There's no Green Day stuff in here.
There's
isn't? Like every band ever.
Except Green Day? That's all right. They had their time. They're still relevant. Yeah, while we were playing this, Riley got a notification on her phone about the passing of a one Mr. Robert Redford.
I thought it said Robert Smith, but I swiped away too fast and it scared me.
Right.
But I don't even know who Robert Redford is.
I know. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you right now. He is the actor that is in this GIF that I'm sending you. Don't worry. We all know what GIF you're looking at now. That guy.
Who is this guy?
That's Robert Redford.
Okay.
You've never seen that? Wait, first of all, you've never seen that GIF before?
Leave me alone.
Anywho, he's a famous actor. And he has passed away today. Today being Tuesday, the day we're recording. Anywho, we've got a little more time. Why don't we play some more songs? Some more title tracks. Since this is Zennial Yearbook, the title track show. Here's another band everyone likes. This is Yellow Card off of their 2003 album, Ocean Avenue. This is Ocean Avenue.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night. There's a place on the corner of Cherry Street. We would walk on the beach in our bare feet. We were both 18 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night.
remember what the things that go bump in the night. The quietness of lovers' betrayal now hovers, and my comfort level's not quite right. Well, I love to stay and evaluate, but my torture can't wait. Well, it seems I'm losing ground. Well, come on to my disappointment. Never can decipher who listens to the words I say. While I sense I'm searching, I never knows, looking to scare my sacred thoughts away. Well, I love to hang and chat a while, but my mind's become vile. When it seems I am losing ground. All the thoughts to sustain. Never mind the answers to who spreads the cancer, one that questioning or why remains. Well, I love to sit and rationalize, but my tongue's become dry. When seats are high, I'm losing ground. I'm losing ground.
it feels to be Something On by Sunny Day Real Estate. You're listening to Xennial Yearbook on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. What do you think of that song?
I really like Sunny Day Real Estate. I know it's, you know, it's like really basic, but they're so good.
They're so good.
They sound like they're from like Ireland, but actually they're from Chicago.
Chicago is the Ireland of the United States.
I thought that was New Jersey.
What? Why would it be New Jersey?
Because all the Irish came to, like, New Jersey during their potato famine.
You mean Boston?
Somewhere around here.
Somewhere.
That's why we got all these Irish.
I guess. This is America. It's the melting pot. It's a stew. It's more of a stew. You get a stew going here.
It's a poison stew.
Before that, Discipline Breakdown.
Suspicious stew.
Off of the Collective Soul's 1997 album, Discipline Breakdown. And Ocean Avenue off of Yellow Card's Ocean Avenue, their 2003 album. We'll take a really quick break, and then we'll be back with more Xennial Yearbook, the title track show.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
WTBR. Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Oh, make me over. Look at my face.
Celebrity Skin by Hole on Zennial Yearbook. This is episode 64 of the Title Track Show. I'm your host, Kyle.
I'm Riley.
That's Riley. That was Hole off of their 1998 album, Celebrity Skin, with the track Celebrity Skin. If you're just joining us, that's what we've been doing for the last hour, just playing title tracks.
I don't like Hole.
This song's fine. You know what? There's a song that I want to play, but I can never find it. It's not on Spotify.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Yeah. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to play it. I don't know. I got a task to do. But, you know, while I do that, why don't we play a little bit more music? A little bit more of the title tracks. What do you think?
Okay.
Thinking good?
Yeah.
All right. How about we start off with an album from 2005. These guys are from, aren't they from Oklahoma? Oklahoma City? These are the All-American Rejects with Move Along. I know, right?
No! How? Oh my god, there's a kid from my school who's on W Place.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Wait.
You've already started. Now you've got to explain yourself.
No, I can't. There's like, I don't know, I'm always, this is like my designated W Place dot live time. Yeah. I like to draw things over Pittsfield.
That's fair.
Go look at the stuff I draw over Pittsfield.
At WPlace.com, is that it?
Yeah.
All right. While you're doing that, listen to some All-American Rejects.
Even This morning.
What am I to do with me? Just let us
Sunburn on Xennial Yearbook by Fuel off of their 1998 album, Sunburn. Surprise, surprise. This is, in fact, the title track show. Before that, With Teeth by Nine Inch Nails off of their 2005 album, With Teeth. We started the music off with Move Along, also 2005. Wow, look at that. Also their 2005 album, Move Along. What do you think of them tracks?
The All-American Rejects were on House.
Oh, that's right. Have you... Well, not all of them, just one of them.
Just one of them. They were doing, like, a photo shoot.
Tyson.
He was there for, like, maybe a half a minute.
Okay.
And some lady started having, like, a heart attack at the photo shoot. And he was talking about how all their friends... How all their fans were born in the 90s. And I'm like...
Excuse me?
Because the show's from, like, 2005.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that tracks.
I just thought it was funny.
That is funny. Did you finish that series yet?
No, I'm like halfway through season 7.
Okay. That's the last season, right?
No. There's 8 seasons.
Good gravy. All right, well, maybe we'll get it done before Christmas break. Anywho, so yeah, this is it. This is the show. Thanks for stopping by, everybody. If you like what you heard, we'll be doing a different year next year. This is a weird thing, title tracks. We don't do this every time, but maybe we should do something like this another time. We'll figure it out. Anything else you have to say, Riley, since you picked the last song and you picked an 8-minute song?
I really like this song. When we saw MCR, Death Cab for Cutie was the second opening band. And yep. This song was playing when one wonderful person came up the stairs and gave us free tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then I missed the end of it. But it's okay. All
right. Well, you can hear the end of it now. This is Xennial Yearbook. This is Transatlanticism by Death Cab for Cutie. Yeah. We'll be back next week. I was standing on the surface of a